Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. And this is me, Kevin Treasure. And as you know, sometimes I like to teach, sometimes I like to preach. And this podcast is really about the power of words, helping people win with the power of their words. But it's coming up, I've been preaching a little sermon about the Holy Spirit, how there is a desperate need for the Holy Spirit in our churches, in our lives, in the body of believers, amen. We've got to give him free reign, amen. So the next three podcasts, the next three sessions really about the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit, how he's needed, amen. The church was birthed with power. So I hope you enjoy what I'm about to preach, amen. So the next three sermons, the next three podcasts are really going to be about him, because we need him, amen. He's our comforter, the teacher, the paracletos, and a called alongside one, amen. He's our counselor, amen. So you can never think that you're on your own. You're never on your own. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. He said he's going to send one just like him, amen. So he's given us the Holy Spirit. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory, and you are a habitation of God. So hold on to your seatbelts, amen. We're about to preach the gospel. I hope you are blessed. Welcome to another edition of Winning with the Word with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words, amen. And this is 2025, and we give God thanks and give God praise for bringing us through, amen. God is good, amen. Wherever you are, give God a shout of hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen. Lift up your voice of a heart of thanksgiving. The Bible says, let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord. So God, I just bless and lift you up. I just worship and exalt you. I just want to thank you for who you are, what you've done, where you brought us from. Father, we thank you and we praise you for breakthrough in every area. God, we thank you for what you're about to do this year in the body of believers. We thank you for what you're about to do in your church, Lord, where it looks dark. You said darkness will fill the land and gross darkness the people, Lord God, but the light will be arisen upon us. And we give you thanks and give you praise that we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We are that city that is set on the hill, God, which cannot be hid. So we just honor and bless and lift up your name, and we give you the praise that is due unto your name. Oh, come on, wherever you are, lift up the name that is above every other. And God is a good God, amen, and his mercy endureth forever. I don't care what you are going through, what it looks like, Lord, give God a praise. Praise defeats the enemy. Praise confuses the enemy. He sees you going through. He sees the bills. He sees the doctor's report. He sees the rent, the mortgage. He sees what you're going through. He sees when the money looks funny. He sees when ministry is not going the way it's supposed to do. But when he sees you start to praise the Lord, he starts to get confused, because he's thinking they should be murmuring, they should be complaining, they should be telling God, oh God, it's too hard, I want to give up. But when they see you praising God like David, when they see you lifting up the name that is above every other name, when they see you worshiping Adonai, when they see you lifting up Jehovah God, giving him the thanks and the praise that is due unto his name, don't rob him of the praise that's due unto his name, because he deserves the glory and he deserves the praise. I want to encourage someone this afternoon, this morning, wherever you're listening from, whether you're in the Caribbean, Europe, America, Asia, Africa, China, Russia, wherever you are, wherever is taking place, I want you to give moment out and give thanks unto God. God has been good. Amen. The enemy wants to hear you complain. He wants to hear you murmur, but God says, I want you to give him the praise because he deserves it. Amen. I'm in me praise and give God glory. This is me, Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. Amen. So I just want to encourage God's people this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you're listening from, you're lifting up the name that is above every other name. And I cannot do nothing without the Holy Spirit. So I just welcome the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we just honor you and we praise you. We just want to thank you because we know we can do nothing without you. And we know that you've come to glorify Jesus, and our own only desire is to glorify Jesus. So help us, Father God, on this platform, in our lives, in our ministries, Father God, the way we walk, the way we talk, our only desire is to glorify King Jesus. Lord, let you be seen in our lives. Let you be seen in our ministries, our home, our marriages, our children. Father, the world, everything we do, Lord God, let Jesus Christ alone be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We know that some things will take place in 2025, 26, 27, 28, 29, if Jesus should tarry up chapter 30, God, we don't know when you're coming back, but there's some things that will take place in the earth. But Lord, let not our heart be troubled. Let us continue to keep our eyes and our minds stayed on you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Help us to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because you know that our labor is not in vain when we work for you. God, give us a passion for the things of God. Give us a passion for the things, Father God, this or your heart, the things that break your heart, Lord, let it break our heart. Father, I thank you and I praise you that the church will be the church this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord, our focus, Lord Father God, in doing what you want us to do, which to win the lost at any cost, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, I thank you that even now that you're raising up a body of believers and a remnant of people that go by the byways and the edges and compel men to come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're waking up a body of believers that will warn the wicked that they turn from their wicked ways, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I give you thanks and give you praise that you're giving people a heart and a passion for the lost, the dying, and those that are falling into eternity without Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, I give you thanks and give you praise that the church will return back to the heart of God, in the name of Jesus, because you said you came not to call the righteous but sinners to repent. So God, we give you thanks and give you praise for the preaching of the gospel that will cut the hearts of men and bring sinners to repentance, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you and we praise you, Father God, that our altars will be filled again of men and women weeping before you, Father God, weeping over their sins, weeping because they have a desire to know you, weeping, Father God, because they want to draw closer. God, I give you thanks and give you praise that our altars will be filled with preaching of the word, and whose only desire is to serve you, to leave the world, Father, and give all to Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, I give you thanks and give you praise. The bishops and pastors and leaders and apostles and prophets will get on their face again, Lord Father. And seek your will for their churches, your will for their ministries. Lord God, we'll not be guessing on which way to go. The Lord, even as Jesus done nothing but what he saw his Father do, God, you'll show us what the Father is doing in these last and evil days, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you show us what the Father is doing, Lord God, that we may do also. God, I give you thanks and give you praise that our lives will mirror heaven. Our lives will mirror the reflection of Jesus Christ in our love, in our walk, in our talk, the way we act, Lord, the way we treat one another, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, we give you thanks and give you praise that as believers will walk in the Spirit, that will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, that as believers, Father God, bless, Lord God, will humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and know that it's all about you, because you said you resisted the proud but give grace to the humble. So God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, that the church will humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, from the pulpit to the pew, God, we'll humble ourselves, Lord God, to seek your face, because you're coming again soon, and now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. So God, we bless you today and we glorify you for who you are and what you've done, Lord God, and what you're about to do. We thank you for the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lamb that takes away the sin from the world. We thank you that you have declared us righteous, justified. You've become the propitiation for our sins. You redeemed us, not with silver, not with gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I can soak the airways with the blood of the Lamb. I soak the families of the listeners, the believers, under the blood of the Lamb. I soak the, yes, or the lives of those listening to the broadcast with the blood of the Lamb. They're going out, they're coming in their cars, in their homes, at the workplace, at home, wherever they are, in schools, universities, God. God, we soak the believers under the blood of the Lamb, God, because in the last days, these last days we're living in, it's only the blood that's going to manage people to get through, Lord God. It's only through your blood. Yes, Lord, even as they apply the blood to the doors and the lintels, God, we apply the blood to our hearts and our minds, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We'll be sober, we'll be watchful, God, because the enemy is going around like a roaring lion, seeking who may devour, Lord God. Lord God, we thanks and give you praise as believers will continue to put on the old armor of God and be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, Lord God, we stand from the belt of truth, Lord God, the breastplate of righteousness. We shut our feet in the preparation of the gospel of peace, Lord God. We take the shield of faith, which quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying of all prayer and supplication in the Spirit realm for all the saints, Lord God. Makaraba Santa, we give you thanks and give you praise, Lord God. Forward ever, backward never. We will never retreat, never surrender, God. But God, we praise you that if you are for us, then who can be against us? God, we thank you and we praise you for a remnant of believers like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that will never bow, never give in, Lord God. Makaraba Santa, never fall down to no false gods. God, we won't bow to intimidation or fear. But Lord, you said the righteous was bold as a lion. So we thank you for a spirit of boldness that is coming upon the church, Lord God, that will speak your word in season and out of season. God, we bless you. We believe it, receive it, God. It's taking place even now. So we put our trust in you, the creator of heaven and earth, Lord God. And we bless you even now for what you're about to say and do, Lord God, on this platform. Thank you for Kingdom Sound Radio. Thank you for the believers. Thank you for your people. Thank you, Father God, for those, Lord God, that may be going through even now. God, help your people to put their trust in you. You said those that trust in you will never be put to shame. God, as we stand upon your word, we will never be put to shame. We will never be confounded. We thank you that you're turning things around in our favor even now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that you're turning, yes Lord, things around in the favor of your people in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We crush every resistance to our breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we release the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow. God, we thank you and we praise you in advance, Lord God, and we bless you for what you're about to do in the lives of believers. We put our confidence in you, because vain is the help from man. God, our trust is in the Lord that made heaven and earth, Lord. You never lose a battle, and failure is not in your DNA. Failure is not in your resume, Lord God. So you can do everything but fail. So we bless you today, and we glorify you, and we thank you, and we ask all these things in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our soon and coming King. Oh, wherever you are, give God the thanks and give God the praise, because he is worthy to be praised. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. Amen. Listen, church, in 2025, I believe, listen to me, God is saying the church must pray like never before. Seek his face like never before. Amen. Hear from heaven. Read his word. Stay in the word. Amen. Because the world is getting dark. I said the world is turning a dark place. Amen. Where there were once countries like England, like America, like some parts of the Caribbean that were stooped in their guard. That, listen to me, we know that Sundays was a day that, listen, people went to church. Now we have people that don't even want to know about God, people that are cursing God, people in different religions, and people saying all kinds of things and saying all kinds of things and preaching all kinds of things. But this is the time for believers to be steadfast and unmovable. This is the time for believers, amen, to get their groundwork in and continue to go forward in the things of God and preach the gospel, the everlasting gospel, amen. Because the Bible says if we preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. But let us preach the gospel. Let us lift up the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I never thought I'd live to see the day when they want to say that a man can be a woman, a woman can be a man. You can throw me off the airways, but I'm going to preach the truth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's madness, it's lunacy that's taking place out there. There's all kinds of debauchery, and listen to me, sexual perversion out there. And God is saying, listen to me, I need some men and some women that are going to stand up for righteousness and preach my word, say what I want them to say, that will not back down, not be afraid. The Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in these last days. And we are certainly living in the days of Noah. Noah was building a boat and he said it's going to rain. They saw the work that the man was putting in. They saw that he was consistent in what he was doing. They saw that he didn't back down, that every day his message remained the same. But they laughed at him. But Noah knew what God told him was going to take place, and we know what the word says, that the rapture is coming soon. So we must warn the wicked like Noah continued to warn him until the day that the ark door was shut, amen, and he couldn't open it even if he wanted them to. But listen to me, we must preach the word of God in season and out of season. Help us to be steadfast. Listen, believers, listen to me, it's not about title, it's not about who's got the biggest congregation, who's got the biggest church, who's got the biggest that and biggest that. God is not interested in those things. Listen to me, that's pride. God is saying to me, have my heart to see the gang leader saved, the prostitute saved, the sinner, the backslider come back to me. God is saying, have my heart, because Jesus is coming again soon. Let me slow down, preacher, slow down. Welcome to Winning with the Word with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka the Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. And we know that this is the month of January 2025, and many people, many churches are fasting, many churches, myself, many fasting 21 days, 15 days, 7 days, 30 days, 40 days, whatever amount of days you are doing, amen, which is all good and is all necessary. The Bible says men always ought to not to faint, amen. He said some things can only be done by fasting and by prayer. He said he cannot put new wine into old wineskins, amen, lest they burst. So it's good that we humble ourselves and empty ourselves of self. But I tell people that fasting and prayer must be a lifestyle, not a January thing, not a once a year thing. Fasting and prayer must be a lifestyle. God wants us to buffet the body, amen. God wants us to consistently, yes, we pray in January, but what happened to July? What happened to the 7th month? What happened to the 8th month? 8 is a number of new beginnings. What happened to the Day of Atonement? Listen to me, God is saying, listen to me, I need you to live a lifestyle of constant seeking my face, constantly seeking my face, constantly fasting, constantly, amen. I'm not saying you must have fast every week and every day, but listen to me, the more you get into God, it's the more you want to seek him, the more you want to humble yourself and be sensitive to the things of the spirit. And I want to explain myself totally. Listen to me, fasting does not make God love you anymore. You are already loved through the blood of Jesus. All it does is humble yourself, amen, makes you more sensitive to the things of the spirit, amen. But I tell people we must live a lifestyle of fasting and prayer, a lifestyle of seeking his face, not just in January. But I ask people, when the fast is done, what then? I know that I'm rocking the boat, but listen to me, some boats need to be rocked. When the fast is over, what then? It's a question that I'm posing to the body of Christ. And I know it may be a bit controversial, but I'm explaining myself. When the fast is over, and then what? What are we looking for? I was seeking the Lord and I was praying, and he said, the church, listen, I'm going to tell you exactly what he told me. I'm going to tell it word for word what he told me. He said, the church needs the Holy Ghost. He said, the church needs to hunger again for the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that's going to solve the problems of mankind. It's the Holy Ghost that will fix the church. It's the Holy Ghost that will make the church relevant again in the last and evil days. In 2025, 26, 27, 28, 29, whenever years, how much ever years we've got left, it's the Holy Ghost that's going to make the church more relevant again. There's so much backlash against the church. And if you don't know, I'm over here in England. There is a media campaign against Christianity. They're trying to belittle Christianity, trying to get all kinds of negative news about Christianity. You don't hear them say nothing about Islam, nothing about any other religion, but you see them throwing darts at Christianity. And it's time for Christians to stand up. They're trying to belittle the church, belittle the work of the cross, trample under feet the Son of Man, and account his blood as an unholy thing. But God is saying, listen to me, when believers get serious for God and start seeking after the real power, because the church was birthed with power. He did not birth a weak church. He birthed a powerful church. God is saying the believers must get back to the preaching of the gospel, to the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Many people, we come to church, we hear a good sermon, but have we been filled with the Holy Ghost? And popularity contest. And God is saying, I'm not into no popularity contest, because he said, if any man will come after me, listen to me, he wants to be the master of all, he must be servant of all. Let's get back to the Bible. It's not about competition or popularity. God is looking for servants. God is looking for humble hearts. God is looking for men and women of God, people that tremble at his word. Yes, so them as a meek and quiet spirit, those that tremble at his word. God is looking for the obedient. He's looking for the remnant of people that will go by the wide byways and the edges and compel them to come in. He's looking for people that will demonstrate the power of God again in the mighty name of Jesus, not just preach the gospel. And oh my God, let me just slow down. God is looking for a remnant of believers that are going to take him at his word, that know that with God nothing shall be impossible. I'm going to say that again. He's looking for a remnant of people that know and believe that with God, nothing shall be impossible. I don't care what impossible situation you are looking for. He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, hence and be removed, and be cast into the sea. And if you have doubt not, but believe that those things that you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatever you say. Listen to me, the church needs to get back
to the infilling of the Holy Ghost, that when people get saved, now we lay the hands on them and we get them to get filled with the Holy Ghost. People need an encounter with Jesus, where we see people falling away from the church, or people backsliding, or people saying the church done this and the church done that, and this happened to me, that happened to me, I'm offended, I'm hurt, they hurt my feelings, and all kind of foolishness. Listen to me, they done more to Jesus than they did to you. They hurt his feelings, they whipped him, they mocked him, the things that I've been through as a believer. But let me tell you something, I'm still here and I'm still going forward. But most of all, I'm still on fire for God. So I tell people, be on fire for God. You're going to go through tribulations. You're going to go through hardships. People are going to let you down. People are going to hurt you. People are going to talk about you. People are going to stab you in your back. People are going to walk away and leave you. But listen to me, you keep your eyes on the Lord. You keep your focus on Jesus. This is why people need an encounter with Jesus again. We need to get back to old-fashioned gospel, where people get saved. They come into the church, but they don't just get saved. They get filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in water. Amen. We start deciding discipling them, because making disciples of men, many churches is coming and want people to come fill up their pews, amen, and sit down and hear a good word, but they're not making disciples of men. But God is saying it's time to make disciples of men in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let me get into the word. Slow down, preacher. Acts chapter 1, he's saying the church needs to get back to the real power of God, and that is the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that we need. The Holy Spirit don't just make us talk in tongues. I saw a little Instagram post. It says that Holy Spirit doesn't just make you dance and skip and speak in tongues. It makes you repent, say sorry, and live in love too. I said, oh my God, I love that one. Yes, the Holy Spirit will make us live loving. The Holy Spirit will cause us to bridle our tongue and not talk about people and spread rumors and gossip and lies about people and say all kinds of evil and negativity. No, the Holy Spirit will bridle your tongue. Amen. Amen. The Bible says be being filled with the Holy Spirit. And what does it do? When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, what does it do? Ephesians chapter 5, I believe. And be filled with the Holy Ghost. But the original Greek says, and be being filled. It's a constant infilling. Constant infilling. Be being filled with the Holy Ghost. And when you're being filled with the Holy Ghost, what are you doing? Speaking to yourselves in psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality, of me, your host, Kevin Treasure. I can never end my broadcast without letting people know about the love of God in Christ Jesus and giving you an invitation to give your heart to the Lord. The Bible is true. His infallible word is from everlasting to everlasting. Jesus Christ came. He was born of a virgin. He done miracles, signs and wonders. He died for our sins. No one took his life, but he gave it up freely for me and for you. He took what we deserved. Amen. But more importantly, he rose again triumphantly. Amen. And the Bible says, if anyone calls upon the name of the Lord, we shall be saved. But you've got to repent. Repentance simply means a change of direction, a change from going your way and putting your trust in his way. So it's simple to be saved. You simply say, listen, Father, I repent. Forgive me of every sin. Wash away my sins. Come into my heart. I make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and teach me to do your will. Write my name, yes, in the Lamb's Book of Life, and teach me to do your will. If you said that prayer, welcome into the family of God. Jesus Christ is Lord. Write me, email me, text me, get in contact with me. Let me know about this wonderful life you have in Christ. We do support. We do appreciate your support. If you can support the ministry in any way, financial, so I can get the gospel out, because my heartbeat is souls. My heartbeat is souls for the kingdom of God. Yes, I write books. I preach the gospel. I preach out in the streets, preach out in churches. But my heartbeat, God's heartbeat, is souls. So if you're willing to partner with me, please give. Look at the details in the section. But please give. If you cannot give, at least pray. Amen. Prayer is free. So at least make a promise to pray for me. Pray that God will open doors of utterance, that I may boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in demonstration of miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you for tuning in. Be blessed until we meet the next time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.